Hi, friends, and welcome to the Plus Mommy podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClellan, and here we explore plus-size pregnancy, motherhood, and body love. From bumps to bellies, we talk about it all. Now, let's get started.
Hello, today we're going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that's doulas. And we are joined by the amazing doula, Kira Kimball. Hi, Kira.
Hi, Jen.
You have been such an incredible support of mine for years, and you've been listed on the, you know, size-friendly doula directory forever, and you are just someone who I turn to when I'm like, this is an example of someone that you need to connect with. So thank you for all the work that you do and the people that you serve.
Oh, thank you. I use your site as a good reference all the time with my clients, not just for my plus size clients, but for everybody, because it's such a vulnerable time. And so everyone has something that makes them feel vulnerable, and you're just such an inspiration. I really appreciate everything of the work that you do.
Thank you, Kira. Ditto. Well, I think we should start off by you answering the question, what the heck is a doula?
Oh, I get that question all the time. And I hear it all the time. They want to say, and you never explain it. They say, so you're a midwife. No. I've worked alongside midwives a lot of times. But doulas are trained professionals that support people in a non-medical way. We support physically, emotionally. We are providers of information. I like to think of myself as a concierge during pregnancy and birth. Some people call me their Google. I have a couple that they're both computer engineer types, and the partner said, so do we get tech support? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm tech support for you.
Oh, so, pregnancy tech support. I love it.
So I'm just kind of the person that kind of your go-to when you don't want to like call a nurse's line and say, I have a runny nose. What can I take for this? Or something really gross just came out when I went to the bathroom. Can you look at it and tell me what it is? We have a level of familiarity. They text me the picture and I explain what it is and let them know, yeah, it's fine, totally normal. Or you should probably call your doctor for that.
Yes. Only tech support doesn't like do the in-person support that amazing doulas do during birth. So talk a little bit about how you support families during and postpartum as well.
Yeah, so I'm there throughout the pregnancy, and that gives you a chance to really get familiar. We get a strong connection and someone that a familiar face to people. And then I come to, a lot of times I go to my clients' houses during labor and we'll labor there for a while. And then we transfer to wherever the birth location is. And that could be at a hospital. We could be staying at their house. It could be at a birth center, wherever we're going to have the baby. And so if I'm in a hospital, there's a lot of shift changes, or even at the birth center, the midwives switch out shifts. I am that constant that is there. I'm not shifting, not doing any kind of shift change. I'm there from the beginning until you have the baby, no matter how long that takes. And if things change, like sometimes we'll be at a home birth or a birth center birth and have to transfer to a hospital, and that can be scary. Yeah. And so I'm kind of the one that's explaining, no, this is just a precaution. There's nothing wrong, because the medical professionals are talking to, paramedics, they're talking to the hospitals, and they don't have time always to explain what's happening. And so I'm the one that's kind of reassuring and letting you know this is, you know, not an emergency. We're just doing this out of precaution, and why and what's going to happen. And no, we're transferred to the hospital. It doesn't mean you're going to go for a C-section, and just kind of putting everybody's mind at ease. It's always helpful to have someone that's kind of been through the journey and is familiar with the path that can make it a lot less scary for my clients.
Oh, absolutely. And all of this sounds so like wonderful. And it is, but there's also studies to show, for those of us that like numbers, the benefit that doulas provide beyond and including everything that you've said, Kira, from a 50% reduction in cesarean rate, 25% shorter labor, 60% reduction in epidural requests, 40% reduction in forceps delivery, and ACOG, who kind of governs obstetrics and midwifery, you know, even endorses and recommends doulas. So I'm a like, huge champion for doulas and the midwifery model of care. I'm like, you know, Oprah, you get a doula. But so many people hear all this and they think, well, that sounds nice and fancy, but it doesn't sound at all affordable or obtainable. Can you respond to that?
Oh, it is. And it doesn't matter if it's your first baby or your fifth. Doulas do so much, and it is well worth the expense. So there's a lot of different levels of experience. And so usually the price of a doula varies by the experience, but I would hate for you to make a decision based on price, especially in such an intimate moment. You really need to interview a few doulas and get a sense of who they are and if you connect well with them and if they have the experience that you need. And that can make all the difference. If you're talking about the stats you just gave, 20%, 25% shorter labor, it's shorter because we know how to move you and tell you what to do to get labor going and how to make it more effective, lower need for epidural requests. A lot of people go in saying, okay, I'm going to do this without pain medication, but then they don't know how. And doulas are able to help you cope with the pain and understand your pain and know how to use it so that it's not something that you can't tolerate. You need to know how to work with it and what to expect. And it does, when you're tense and nervous and scared, it makes it more painful. So when you have someone that's knowledgeable and is helping you lower your fear, it makes it less painful.
Oh, absolutely. And doulas are not just for people who want an unmedicated birth either. Doulas can be incredibly beneficial, not only for someone that's like, oh, I want that epidural, but also someone who knows that they're going to have a cesarean birth. A doula can be just a wonderful resource there. Could you maybe share some of your experience supporting cesarean parents?
Yes, I have had clients that we went in knowing that we wanted to do a cesarean birth. One in particular, we did a whole birth plan because I still support during pregnancy to make sure you're choosing the right provider and that you are getting the kind of care that what you tell me what you want, and I'm kind of like matchmaker. I can help you find the provider that I think
I love
what you're looking for. And so this particular client wanted a midwife to be her care, but the midwives don't do C-sections. So I was able to match her with a birth center that did her prenatal care. And she got that well woman, you know, at full parent-centered care instead of like the obstetric model of care. Mm-hmm. She got that nurturing care that she wanted. And then it was, we went to go meet with the surgeon for the planned cesarean, and we did a complete birth plan for how the cesarean would go. So wow. There's not just like birth, it's not just one way to do a C-section. We talked about, we'd like this type of music. We like to be able to play music, and we'd like to have aromatherapy. And we've asked that the leads, ECG leads, are placed on the back instead of on the chest so that your chest is bare for the baby to go onto. And we ask that the doctors, a lot of times it's funny when you go into these operating rooms, the doctors and nurses are kind of chit-chatting about, oh yeah, did you see that game last night? Or wasn't that a great play? And the client's laying on the bed saying, look, I'm having a baby. Can we not discuss Monday night football? And so we can talk about, you know, we'd like lower voices or whether or not you want a clear drape and you want to see what's happening, or if you want them to tell you or that you don't want them to tell you what's happening. So there's a lot of things that go into a cesarean that you might not have thought about ahead of time that we can actually make a plan for.
It's so wonderful. I'll share a little bit about my personal experience. So, and please chime in, but I'll never forget doing water aerobics with a friend who was also pregnant. And one day she's like, I hired a doula as we're doing like our little jazzercise in the water. And I was like, what's a doula? And I knew a little bit because of the business of being born documentary, but they didn't really go into doulas like I wish they would have. And so before I knew it, there was this itty bitty teeny little punk rock woman showing up at my door who was the size of my thigh. But we just totally hit it off. And I think one thing too is she really hit it off with my husband. So making sure that the doula, when you're interviewing doulas, if you're interested in hiring a doula, not only you guys connect, but whoever else is going to be there to support you also connects with them. And she was really the first person to ever look at me and say, pretty much kind of bluntly, like, you need to get over your weight, because I kept saying, well, I'm high risk. And she's like, but you just told me you don't have gestational diabetes, or you don't have anything that would lead you to be classified as high risk. You just keep harping on your weight, but you're also telling me you're doing water aerobics and eating, you know, great nutritious food. So basically, like, you need to get over this message that you've really held on to dearly and just believe in your body. And that was such a shift for me. And like you said, helping your clients connect with the right care provider. My doula said, you know, so you really want an unmedicated natural birth. That's important to you. But you're with this OB at this hospital. You need, you consider a home birth or the midwifery model of care. And then I switched and I was 5 months along. I was not early into my pregnancy experiencing this. I was pretty far along when my friend talked to me and shared all that you did about what doulas do. And I was like, oh, I need that. I want someone. And especially being a plus size person, I know I'm already going into a situation where sadly people are going to make judgments about my body's ability to birth a baby. So to have someone else there, not to say things on my behalf, but to help me find my voice and to remind me to say the things that are important to me. I definitely wanted that. And I think that's one thing that people get confused on a doula is like, oh, this person's going to be there for me during my birth, and they'll just tell my care provider things. And that's not the case, right, Kira?
That is correct. I work with these, I have to see these care providers over and over again. So I don't want to get into the position where I've gotten into a bad position with a care provider. Things that I do, and if I see something happening that I know my client has not consented to or does not want, I'm really good about grabbing a notepad, jotting down a quick note, handing it to the partner and saying, look, that's called an amnio hook. They're going to use that to break her water. Ask your wife if this is what she wants. And, you know, and I'll let the husband kind of go in and intervene in that situation. I mean, I don't go in and like grab the hook out the doctor's hand. But and that's what we do kind of in the beginning. But we also do a lot of talking during our prenatal visits so they know what to expect and they know what questions to ask. My job is not to go in and save anybody from any type of procedure or a traumatic birth. I go in to kind of facilitate the process so that my clients and my client's partner are the ones that are maintaining control over their birth. And they, you know, like you were saying, you kind of feel like, okay, I've done this research, but I don't know if this is the right question to ask, or am I weird for wanting to save my placenta?
Yeah. And,
we kind of give you the confidence to be able to say, look, this is what I read about, and these are the questions. And you know ahead of time that there are some scientific facts to back up what I want. And I know it's customary to deliver on your back with stirrups, but I don't want to do that. Can we have a discussion about that? I give my clients the confidence to say what it is that they want to say, because a lot of times, especially for first times, they kind of feel like, well, they're the experts and they kind of just want to do whatever they tell them to do.
Yeah. Whatever your doctor tells you to do or your midwife, like you don't feel like you're in control. And also when you're laboring, there's a lot going on everywhere. And it's sometimes hard to remember, like, wait, what did I want again?
So all you're trying to do is breathe.
Yes. And well, like you said, like my doula during we had a couple prenatal visits before the birth, and she sat down and went through helping us form a birth plan. And part of that was also creating a cesarean birth plan, because it was a concern of mine and I knew I had an increased risk because of my size. But she really helped to alleviate a lot of that concern and scariness that was attached to, oh wow, I do have so many options. And it made me feel like if I end up having to go down this path, I won't, you know, I'll have a voice and I'll feel prepared in some small way. And that was hugely beneficial. And as for the money for me, because I was already 5 months into my pregnancy, my parents actually gave us the majority of our doula fee as their like baby gift to us. So I always recommend people, like, you will get more swaddles than you will ever swaddle your baby. So if you're having a mother blessing or a baby shower, like, I really encourage, if you want a doula and money is something that's standing in your way, to create a doula fund. And my mother now, still to this day, and she's in her 60s, says that that was some of the best money she's ever spent in her whole life, because she was there for the birth and watched all this woman, my doula, did for her daughter in a way that my mom knew, even though she had had two kids, she knew that she couldn't have done it the same way. And it was, she said, so beautiful, so incredibly beautiful to watch. And
it is.
Yeah. And then with, I will say during my birth, like having my doula there, I was so afraid, and for such hours at home in the middle of the night by myself with my husband, timing contractions, running up and down the stairs as he's trying to pack the baby bag. We were just in a state of confusion, and I'm a very nice, considerate person. So I did the wrong thing. I didn't call my doula because I didn't want to wake her up, which don't do that. Like, that's like Kira, go ahead, yell at me. You're allowed to.
I'd have to do that. Wait, labor all night, wait till 7 a.m. and say, I didn't want to wake you up.
Yeah, but no problem.
Wake me up.
We're paying you to be on call. That's part of the doula fees. You're on call. So, but finally, when I did connect with my doula in the triage at labor and delivery in the hospital, like, and I've shared this before, she just came up to me and she took one of my hands within hers. And then with her other hand, with her index finger, she just rubbed down my forehead, just took her finger and just went straight down my forehead and told me to breathe. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I felt like I got an epidural. I mean, I was just like, all that I had experienced for many hours in the very beginning stages of labor was so much more difficult to navigate than having my doula by my side. And then for many, many hours more, things only kept getting more intense. But she taught me how to ride my wave, my contractions, like waves, and to breathe through them and to move my body into different positions and to appreciate my body and to do this magical thing called counter pressure, which doulas, you guys are like miracle workers. Kira, will you explain what counter pressure is?
Yes. A lot of times when you are watching someone in labor, they just say, it hurts, and they don't know. You know, a lot, if it's just a partner who's untrained, they'll say, well, where does it hurt? What do you want me to do? And they're like, I don't know what I want you to do. I just want you to make it stop hurting, and you don't know what to do. So someone who's been trained in this would reach over and know exactly where to squeeze. I've been told many times that I know what someone wants without them having to ask, without them knowing what they need. I just know, there's a testimony on my website. It's like, she has this magical ability to know what I want without me even knowing what I need. And so counter pressure is where you kind of press where, against the contractions. So and I tell my client, the partners, to squeeze. A lot of times it's the hips, squeeze the hips, mm-hmm. as hard as the contraction is. It's the harder the contraction is, squeeze the hips even stronger. And a lot of times they're kind of afraid to do it. They're like, am I going to hurt her? I'm like, no, you're not going to hurt her. Yeah, that's kind of like that magical thing. You're like, okay, if you did nothing else, it was totally worth it just for the counter pressure.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Especially like while like pushing my baby into the world, like my lower back, that counter pressure. Oh, that was, yeah, that made everything better.
Yeah.
I will say, along with that beginning point when she greeted me, one of the moments that will forever stay in my mind and in my heart is when it was time to birth my baby. And I went from really understanding how to handle contractions to this whole different sensation of pushing that I was like, whoa, wait a minute, what just happened? And like, I started fighting against my body, and she could tell. And she looked at me and she told me to trust my body. And I had never trusted my plus size body before. And all of a sudden I had to trust it, but she was right. I had to let go and allow my body to do what it knew how to do to birth this baby. And looking at her, I knew I could do it because she was there and she believed in my body, and my husband and mom believed in my body, and my midwife believed in my body. And it was just such an empowering and transformative experience. And I did, I let go and I birthed my baby in 30 minutes of pushing. I mean, it was just such a profound experience that not only helped me during my birth, but it continues to help me now throughout motherhood and for the rest of my life, that I, in that moment, someone told me in the most vulnerable time of my life to trust a body that I had always thought had failed me, and it didn't fail me. And it was, yeah. So I love doulas. I love you guys so much. And there's so much that doulas do and provide. And I feel like each person who has been supported by a doula has a different story. But at the end of the day, it's knowing that you were unconditionally supported in whatever decisions you were making. If you wanted to have an unmedicated birth, but then all of a sudden you wanted, you know, that epidural, you're still going to be supported. And right. Throughout the whole journey, it's just such a support unlike any other, in a time where, yes, your body is doing this, but you really don't know in so many ways what is actually happening inside your body and then to your body by care providers. So I love you, Kira.
Yeah, and it's such a huge shift and a huge transformation. And when you're in it, you can see the shift in the face. Like, you can see someone go from, I'm afraid of this contraction, and that kind of fear, to a point where they feel like, I just don't want to have this. This whole baby thing was a bad idea. Changed my mind. And that kind of, you know, that kind of, where you're just kind of fighting against the contractions, where you just won't win that one. And then there's a shift where you kind of, it's the most powerful shift, where you kind of go into surrender, where you let your body do what it's trying to do. And you can see the look of determination in the face, where you're no longer afraid of the contractions. And I'm more, as I said before, I'm a facilitator. I help you get to that point. And it takes as long as it takes. I can't speed that part up. It's just the process that you go through. And eventually you get to the point where you are no longer afraid of these contractions, that you're working with them and you're letting your body do what it needs to do. And sometimes in order to let your body do what it needs to do, that does mean an epidural, where you are not fighting it anymore and you're letting it happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do it without the epidural, and you can let, it's the most scary thing to do, but it's the most powerful. And that's what helps when your baby comes.
Yeah.
I'm just popping in to say that I've been where you might be today. Plus size, pregnant, and discouraged by all the negative information online about what it is like to have a plus size pregnancy. Over the past 7 years, as a certified childbirth educator, I've supported thousands of plus size people during pregnancy, and I've poured all the information I've gained into a guide that will support you. Get the My Plus Size Pregnancy Guide today at plussizebirth.com. Be sure to enter coupon code PLUSMOMMY to get 20% off your guide. You can also get the audiobook version that I recorded just for you. Stop Googling and start feeling empowered today. Now, let's get back to the show.
So, Kira, I know you have supported people of all shapes and sizes and backgrounds, but for our listeners, can you share some examples of how you supported plus-size patients plus-size clients, and maybe just some things that you would really want someone who's listening to know and to hear?
Yes, as you mentioned, I am on your directory as a size-friendly doula, and that doesn't just mean, oh, I'll be nice to you. That means that when you come to me, I have the equipment that you need to support a woman of size. Like, you're not going to go and just have to sit on those little tiny birth balls that barely have any air in them and that will support you. I have birth balls that will hold a lot of weight, that they're the right size. I have rebozos that are long enough to go around bodies, and you know, I'm comfortable doing hip squeezes on any size, even if that means we're using two people and me and the partner squeezing hips. I am very comfortable with bodies of all shapes, sizes. And I try to make that very connection with you so that you also feel comfortable with me. Because it is a very, like I mentioned before, very vulnerable position to be in. Like, oh no, someone, and I do see this all the time. Sometimes people will go without a doula because they don't want any extra eyes to see them without their clothes on. And so they will say, I really, really would like a doula. I really, really need a doula, but I don't want anyone else to see me naked like this. And so they will skip on the doula, and they barely even want their care provider in the room. They feel like, I'm just doing that because I have to have somebody that has a baby. But those are the ones that you most definitely need a doula. And so you find someone that you can connect with. And when you're connected with someone, it doesn't, you feel like you can be vulnerable at that point, and that, that you're not being like some weird science experiment that someone's staring at you. You'll see that your doula is with you and going through these contractions, and we're looking eye to eye, taking each contraction one by one. And that's the kind of level of connection you need to have with your doula. And that's the kind of connection when you're interviewing that you should feel, that level of being comfortable and connected.
Oh, absolutely. I was just thinking as you were saying, like, I remember I was like more comfortable being naked in front of my doula than like my mom. I felt so comfortable because there was that connection and that trust. And I knew that she had already seen people of all shapes and sizes, just like my midwife had and the nurse in the room. And it was like, it is what it is. And I think with birth, that's a concern everyone has, but literally by the time you get to birth your baby in whatever way that looks like for you, you care far less about what anyone sees or does. It changes, but can you share some, that's true. Maybe not for everyone, but I've heard from a lot of people like, I know I was naked and there were a ton of people in there and I didn't even realize it.
Well, I've had for instance, when I have a Hindi couple, it's barely, that modesty is very, very important.
Oh, so true. Yes.
I'm very conscious, even though the mind is in labor land and not thinking about it. I know when she looks back, she's going to wonder who saw me. And so I really try to make sure that even if you forget about what's important to you culturally, that I'm respecting that and covering you and knowing what you want, to the best of my ability.
You're amazing. Thank you for bringing that up, because that is so important, whether it's cultural or religious or personal. We need to meet people where they're at and respect their comfort level, even if certain things need to happen to bring a baby into the
world. It's because even for myself, when I was going to get fitted for a bra, the salesperson's telling me, oh, don't worry about it. I do this all the time. And I'm like, well, I don't. So I was like, you might be perfectly comfortable, but I'm not. And I really try to take that with me when I'm working with my clients. Yeah, I see people naked all the time, but that doesn't mean that this particular person is comfortable with that. Or if I'm assisting with breastfeeding, not everybody wants you to be so hands-on. Mm-hmm. And so I really try to be very respectful of that too.
You're amazing. Will you share some of your experiences, maybe supporting some plus size patients and things that I know you've shared with me that you have seen care providers do things that maybe didn't make you so happy and you wish that you could share some information with people?
Well, yeah, I have supported plus size women 300 plus pounds. And I've heard you discuss this on your show before, where it's very common to lose a lot of weight, get pregnant, and then gain it all back. So I have worked with people with that experience, and it can be so emotionally devastating. And so I work really hard with unpacking that emotional baggage and helping them see the big picture and, you know, just kind of building that confidence. So you have to start building that trust in your body, ideally before we are laboring, so that you know that this is, your body is taking care of a human, and the scale numbers don't matter. What we're looking at are the nutrients. Are you giving your baby the nutrients your baby needs to grow? And I've also followed your journey with going to care providers and being shamed at the doctor's offices. I keep a list of providers in my area that work really well with my women of size, and I'm able to refer out so they don't have to go through that trauma of, oh, let me try this doctor and see if this one's going to make me feel bad, or, okay, I'm going to try this one. You have to keep bouncing around until you find a provider that you like. After our consultation, I got a good feeling of who this person is and which provider would work well. And so I do a lot of that legwork for my clients. They don't have to experiment and see, is this doctor going to say something rude to me or not? I've already kind of matched you up, because I'm a great matchmaker in that way, horrible matchmaker in terms of relationships, but I'm a good matchmaker in terms of your care provider. And that's one of the benefits of having a doula. I know who the good chiropractors are. I know where you get a good prenatal massage. I know where you can, you know, if you want an out-of-hospital birth, there are some strict laws about how that works, and I can help you get the home birth that you're desiring. So I kind of go all over and have that information. I'm like a Google search. You tell me what you want and I produce results for you.
Oh, so amazing. Do you have any, you know, anything you'd like to impart upon a plus size pregnant person listening right now and thinking about all of this?
Yes, I would just really implore anybody, if you want a doula, but you're afraid, oh, I don't look like the doula type, or a doula might see me as different. I don't look like the kind in the birth pictures or the type of person that uses a doula. People use doulas of all shapes and sizes. Doulas come in all shapes and sizes. If you are having trouble finding a doula that you're comfortable with, and this is what inspired me to become a doula. We need doulas of all shapes and sizes. We need doulas from all different backgrounds. We need more culturally competent doulas. So that's one of the other things I do. I'm a doula trainer, and I really try to get doulas from all different, people who aspire to be doulas from all different backgrounds, because we all have something that we can contribute to who the search is, who's out there looking for doulas.
Absolutely. And like, even though I had a thin doula, I maybe would have felt more comfortable with a plus size doula. I don't know, but I know that for a lot of women of color, they want a woman of color doula supporting them. Mm-hmm. And that's really incredibly important. And we need to have doulas of all backgrounds so we can provide the support to people of all backgrounds too. That's so incredibly important.
Yeah, it is. And I always tell people that we are not just handholders, that they're like, I'm not going to pay someone to hold my hand and cheer me on. We do so much more. But if that's what you need, we're there for that. But there's so much more that we do. We know birth. I know birth inside and out. I can tell by the way my clients vocalize and what kind of noises that they're making, where we are in this process. And so when you have someone that's that familiar and knows birth the way that I do, it makes you have a higher level of trust and confidence. And at the same time, I know birth inside and out. Your partner knows you better. And so I rely heavily on partners. Doulas do not replace a partner. I rely heavily to be able to communicate with you about finding that extra strength and digging deep and remembering what your goals are to really help get over the difficult parts of birth. So we kind of work, and I say, I advertise all the time that we're a birth team. We work as a team, and that's you, it's your partner, it's me, it's your care provider. There's no one trying to, and that's another thing doulas get, that like, I'm there to help fight the care provider to make sure that they don't do anything to you. What we do when we do that birth plan, it's a tool for you to have open communication with your provider so that we're all working together. Doulas are not someone who works actively against providers. We all try to work together to make you have the birth that you desire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking when you said working, you know, as a team with a partner, I would say that my husband probably benefited just as much from having my doula Whitney there as I did. He was really overwhelmed, and he saw me in to him what looked like excruciating pain and wasn't quite sure how to support me. And yeah. So he was there to do the things that I didn't even know I needed. And she was there to also reassure him that I was going to be okay and that things were going good. And then she would help bring him in these moments when she knew I needed him there, and yeah. Guided him in ways that he wasn't sure how to approach this situation. And it was truly beautiful. And yeah, he would say just as amazing things about doulas as I would. Like, it's just, I really want people to know that I feel like that what you said, being naked can be a barrier, and more often than not, financially can be a barrier to wanting a doula, hiring a doula. But if you really want a doula, there is a doula out there. If you feel comfortable enough, there is a doula out there that will meet your financial needs. I know some doulas work with barter, like they need childcare. If you're willing to provide that, like, you really can have an open mind and find someone who will be the right fit for you. It might take a while, it might take a lot of phone calls, might take a lot of interviews, but there definitely is that doula out there for you.
Yes, and you should start that search earlier rather than later, because if you come to me at 37 weeks, there's not a whole lot of leeway I can do to help set up a payment plan or anything. But if you come to me at 12 weeks, yeah, we can work some things out.
Yes, yes. And also, if you come to Cura at 37 weeks, you've missed out on a lot of great prenatal tech support, right?
You have, but it's not too late. I've been called, well, a midwife called me while someone was in labor asking if I could come. So it's not too late. If you're still pregnant, it's not too late.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, of course. The idea. Don't let that deter you. If you can call and contact someone earlier, great. But it's never too late. And while I really appreciated all the prenatal support that I got, it was really at the birth that made that difference, not only for the birth, but like I said, my entire life. Well, Cura, where can people find you if they happen to be lucky enough to be in your area? What areas do you serve?
As far as my doula work, I am in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can find me on almost every social media platform as at Charlotte Doula. I'm also a doula trainer, so you can find me at @doula_trainer. And I train throughout the United States and beyond if there's demand for it. But as far as my doula work, I do and within the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a 50-mile radius.
So tell us real quick, if someone's listening to this and they're already a parent or don't want to be a parent or whatever, and they're thinking, huh, well, maybe now I want to be a doula, what do they need to know before contacting you to be interested in being trained as a doula?
You don't need to know anything. All you have to do is have a willingness to learn, and I'll take care of the rest. I train for Birth Arts International, so you can go online at birtharts.com and find a doula trainer near you. If there is not a training near you, you can request that I come to your city. Just send me a message through Instagram. I'm @doulatrainer, @doula_trainer. And I will talk to you about hosting a workshop and bringing a workshop to your city.
Wow, that's so awesome. I'm so glad you shared all that. And that you don't need much, just that desire to support people and to change people's lives in many ways. All right. Well, I am truly, as I said in the beginning, just in awe of you and all you do. And I really, really appreciate you. I will put all of your contact information in the show notes so people can learn more about you and connect with you and even follow you on social media, even if they happen to not be local to you. So thank you so much for all of your time and expertise and for all of the people that you serve.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you for having me.
Bye, Cura.
Goodbye.
Baby's almost due, but what we're most concerned about is what am I going to wear, right? Of course not. But what if we didn't have to wear that awkward hospital gown that barely fits us and exposes our backsides? What if we could wear a gown that actually fits? Dressed to Deliver birthing gowns have got you covered, literally, and they come in sizes up to 5XL. These gowns can also be worn as a maternity dress before and nursing dress afterwards. Use coupon code PLUSMOMMY20 and go to dressedtodeliver.com to get 20% off.